And then there were three teams left in the Section 6 AA baseball tournament. Welcome back to Dick Foote's Field, everybody, as the Piers Pioneers advance through the brackets with a 2-0 shutout of Albany. About 45 minutes ago, the final out was recorded on a Preston Rushlow strikeout. And Piers will now face Foley for the second time in the tournament, hoping for a better result. They lost a heartbreaking 1-0 decision with two outs in the bottom of the seventh inning Friday here. So the coaches are going over ground rules with the umpiring crew. Piers will be the visitors once again. And the Pioneers are going to hand the ball to sophomore Isaac Oddy to start this game. For Foley, they will go with Alex Foss. In case you're wondering, folks, Foss was the young man that was hit in the head in the bottom of the seventh inning Friday. So it's outstanding news that he is able to play again, and he'll be the starting pitcher tonight for the Falcons. Coaches and umpires shaking hands, lineups, and first pitch next on You Are There Sports.
Piers Freedom Fest is back in 2018 for their sixth annual music festival, headlined by Montgomery Gentry. Also featuring the Fabulous Armadillos, Confederate Railroad, and platinum-selling group Lone Star. Freedom Fest is Saturday, July 14th at the Janola Ball Field. General admission tickets are on sale now for just $40. And a limited number of VIP tickets are available for just $125. For more ticket and concert information, head to piercefreedomfest.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Hey everyone, Jason Sedlovsky here from Sunrise Egg. June Dairy Month is here and it's time to salute all of our area dairy farmers, customers, and their families. Swing into any of our locations for awesome June specials on all dairy products. And as long as you're there, sign up for a $50 gift certificate. Also, Sunrise is currently looking for milk truck drivers. If you or anyone you know is interested, please call Jason and Buckman for details. If there's anything else we can help you with, call any of our four locations or check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com. Thank you, farmers, for everything you do. And go Pioneers!
Hello, Piers fans. This is David Rushlow. As spring sports seasons are coming to an end, we'd like to take time to recognize and congratulate all the athletes and coaches on their achievements during the season. Piers is very proud and blessed to have these teams that provide such great entertainment all year long. Thank you to all our sponsors and donations from the various organizations. Your help is greatly appreciated. Congratulations again on the fine seasons, and good luck to all the teams participating in the playoffs this spring. Go Pioneer.
All right, Alex Foss, the right-hander for the Foley Falcons, warming up out on the hill here at Dick Putz Field. 19-5 Foley, 19-5 Piers. One of these teams will win their 20th game. The other one will never see 20 wins this year. The loser goes home. The winner will play Thursday back here against St. Cloud Cathedral for the section championship. Foss's final warm-up, and here we go with it's Reese Kapsner leading this one off. Fresh battery there, so you're good. Reese gets shuffled from second to first in the batting order here. Also, the other thing,
if you check the pictures and they start to look blurry, switch it to the running guy.
Here's Reese Kapsner, and we're underway, and it's a first pitch strike. First pitch at 7:21. Jack Siska will bat next. That one low. Had to give my outstanding camera girl, Emily Sedlowski, some instructions. One ball, one strike to Reese. Foss works, and the lanky righty delivers. It's nubbed out to second. Peschel there. to first, out number one. Kapsner retired 4-3 to start the ball game. And it brings up the second baseman, Jack Suska. Behind Alex Foss at first base is Noah Novak. James Peschel at second, the shortstop. Drew Beyer, the third baseman, is Mark Dirkus. The catcher, Ian Van Wald. First pitch fastball, strike called, 0-1. For the Falcons in the outfield, Alec Deedle is in left. Drew Murphy in center. And the right fielder is Wyatt Zawicki. Swing and a miss, 0-2. On deck, Preston Rushell. He'll be manning the shortstop spot here. Then Peter Schomer, who will be out in left field for this one. The 0-2 pitch misses wide, 1-2. So happy that Alex Foss is able to come out there. It was a scary moment Friday night. Swing and a miss. Good electric fastball from Foss. Two up, two down, and it brings up Pioneer shortstop Preston Rushlow. Rushlow a hit in game one. Pioneers had six hits against Albany pitching. That was Josh Vogel who went the distance. And Rushlow watches one in for a strike. Pierce had just two hits against Foley Friday night. Here's the 0-1. Ground ball left side. Base hit cleanly through. Past a diving Beyer. And Rushlow picks up a two-out single here in the top of the first. And that'll bring up left fielder Peter Schomer. Played shortstop in the Albany game today. Peter went 1-for-3 with a single, a strikeout, and a groundout. Brandon Dickman on deck. First pitch off the plate. Ball one from righty Alex Foss. Here's the set and the righty's pitch. Inside but just missed. Close. 2-0 now to Peter Schomer. This is a lively fastball featured by Foss. Short lead by Rushlow with two down. Suns an issue in the outfield now. Swing and a foul back, 2-1. Brandon Dickman due up next. The DH is Alex Funk for center fielder Jesse Marshick in the sixth spot. Austin Dickman bats seventh and plays third. Pitcher Isaac Oddie bats eighth. Right fielder Colton Bozer bats ninth. Turn and Preston's able to step one step back to the base safely. Foley lost last night on this field to Cathedral, 5-0 to drop into the elimination round. Line drive to second, two hops, knocked down there, now bobbles, and Schomer is safe. That ate up the second baseman, James Peschel. It was right to him, and he never got it. Schomer hustling out of the box is safe at first. That'll be an E4. And the Pioneers have first and second with two outs with their first baseman, Brandon Dickman, coming up. Dickman had one of the two hits Friday with a little fly ball double to left. Can the Pioneers take advantage of the extra out? Ground ball left side. Beyer will go short way to second, and the inning ends. So, after the error, one pitch later, the Falcons come off the field ready to go to work and take a look at Isaac Oddie. We'll talk about his numbers and give you the Falcon lineup he'll face when we come back to Dick Putz Field. Pier Zero, Foley coming to bat.
Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local authorized Verizon dealer, is giving you another reason to switch to the best network. Now you can get a $150 prepaid MasterCard when you bring any eligible 4G LTE phone into Verizon and make the switch. That means when you switch to the best network, you also get a bunch of extra cash. So switch to Verizon and get a great deal on America's most awarded network by visiting Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
Eligible 4G LTE phone, port in and activation on eligible plan required. Line must remain active for 45 days, $150 charge back if canceled within 6 months. Card mailed within 8 weeks after receipt of claim. See vzw.com/switch for details.
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition, and their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers.
So, getting the start here in this elimination game is Isaac Otte. Otte will be making his fourth pitching appearance of the year. He's got a record of 1-1, but he's done that in just 6 2/3 innings. He hasn't even pitched 7 innings all year, and he's looking at a 7-inning game here. Starts Drew Beyer with a strike. The left-handed hitting Foley shortstop. 0-0. We're underway in the bottom of the first. Otte spins one outside. 1-1. Isaac has struck out 5, and he's walked 1 in his limited time in varsity pitching action. In the air to left, that'll get out of here. Foul. Beyond the fence, over to watch it get out of play is Peter Schomer. A ball and 2-strike count. Drew Beyer, Ian Van Wald, and Mark Durkas at the top of the Foley order. And their head coach, Mike Beyer, the dad of the current batter, Drew Beyer. Here's a 1-2 pitch, skip to home plate, 2-2. Reese Capps are catching again for this one. Brandon Dickman and Jack Suska stay at first and second. Shortstop tonight now is Rushlow after pitching in game one today. Austin Dickman at third. Flip back and out. Left a fastball up, and Beyer knocked it out of the park over the backstop. Peter Schomer in left, Jesse Marshick in center, Colton Bozer in right. 380 to the alleys, 323 to the lines. About a 10-foot ivy-covered fence, foul pole to foul pole. There's one squirted foul towards the Piers on deck circle, third base side, to keep his at-bat alive. Foley, royal blue jerseys, white pants, black Falcons inscript across the chest, black letters highlighted in white. The 2-2 pitch again, high, full count. Peter Schomer, Austin Dickman, and Preston Rushlow are not eligible to pitch this game. Payoff pitch, tapper off the foot of Beyer. He hobbles out of the box. And this is going to be at least a 9-pitch at-bat to the leadoff man. Piers leaves 2 men on base in the top of the first. A single by Rushlow, an error off the bat of Schomer, but no damage on a ground ball out to end the inning. Ground ball to Dickman at first. The senior waves off the sophomore pitcher and takes it unassisted to the bag. Beyer retired by Brandon Dickman. One out brings up Foley catcher Ian Van Wald. Mentioned Friday night, like Preston Rushlow, Van Wald will be part of the North All-Star team. Couple of weeks in Chaska. Laced into right, base hit. Bozer quickly up with it, but Van Wald. See, they ran Brady Worth for him. We'll see if he comes out of the dugout to do that as a courtesy runner here. Right now, Van Wald looks like he is staying on the bag. So a first pitch single for Ian Van Wald. And it brings up the third baseman, Mark Durkas. Swing and a foul. Off the end of the bat. Picked up by on-deck batter Wyatt Zwicky. Puts it in his right hip pocket. One on. Dickman holding over there with Van Wald, who's got a medium-sized lead. And Otte missed inside about belt high with a fastball. Ball and a strike. Mike Beyer coaching at third. Swing and a foul. Good swing by Durkas underneath it and flipped it straight back and out of play. One ball, 2 strikes. There's one out on the ground ball to first by Drew Beyer. Single to right by Ian Van Wald. Otte's 2-strike pitch. Missed wide, 2-2. Popped a mid of Reese Capps with a good fastball. 2 balls, 2 strikes. I know we saw Isaac pitch against Kimball in that doubleheader. There's a slow roller towards third, played foul near the bag by Austin Dickman. I don't think Austin gets the runner Durkas on that play if it's fair. High, slow bouncer. And by the time Austin got to the ball, Durkas was about 2/3 of the way to the bag. So the 2-2 pitch again. Fastball grounded to short. Rushlow. To Suska, to Dickman, they got it! Double play! Second time today, the infield has turned 2 to end an inning. 6-4-3, that's all for Foley. After one complete at Dick Putz Field, it's Piers 0, Foley 0.
Schomer Insurance. You can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Phelan Meats and Pier says, good luck, pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street and Pier's to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6666 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meets a Pier, supporting the Pier's Pioneers.
Leading it off
is Dave Rushlow from the Pier's Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
All right, Alex Funk is at the plate, fouls the first pitch back, then takes a ball. 1-1. Funk for Marshak here is the DH. 0-0, top of two. And Alex Foss misses outside. 17 pitches now for Alex, three pitches into the second. Fouled off again to two now. Alex, then Austin Dickman and Isaac Oddie to face Foss, who struck out one, gave up a Rushlow hit in the first. Had an error behind him, but no damage. Left two on base. Here's the 2-2 offering. Slow curveball waved at. No, he got a piece of it. Von Wall couldn't hang on. Alex has life. Still two balls, two strikes. Rolled foul again. This one, it is a foul ball. It was rolling, hit that edge, the foul territory edge of the grass, and started to kick back fair at a very slow pace, but umpire said, no, that's a dead ball. It went off the foot of Alex. Swing and a miss. Foss gets him on a fastball off the corner. One out. Second strikeout for Foss brings up third baseman Austin Dickman. Here's zero, Foley zero. Winner gets Cathedral back here on Thursday, 5 o'clock. Dickman takes one right down the chute for a strike. 0-1. Pitcher Oddie moves on deck. Next offering, swing and a miss. Big uppercut by Austin, 0-2. Foss is at full availability, all 115 pitches. Just outside. Close take there by third baseman Austin Dickman, batting seventh. And it's a 1-2 count. Austin had a big bunt earlier today. Again outside. 2-2. Part of his bunt sequence helped set up the two-run second inning. Breaking ball, strike three looking. He kept nibbling at that outside corner and finally got the call. Back-to-back strikeouts to start the second, and it brings up Pierce pitcher Isaac Oddie. It was Oddie's two-run squeeze bunt in the second that produced the only runs of the ball game, and he goes after the first Foss pitch and sends it out of play to the right side of the field, 0-1. If Oddie reaches, Colton Boser is due up. The 0-1 offering. Outside corner, knee-high fastball. Strike two is called. And Foss is a potential strike away from fanning the side. No pitch. Just as Foss lifted that front leg to come home, time was granted to Oddie. So two strikes to Isaac Oddie, sophomore. Outside 1-2. Each team with a hit. In the first inning, Rushlow for Pierce, Von Wald for Foley. No shocker there. Ground ball to second. This will be Peschel. This time he's got it cleanly and over to first for the out. Three up, three down. Bottom of the second coming up. Zawicki, Novak, Murphy for the Falcons against right-hander Isaac Oddie. It's Pier Zero, Foley Zero on You Are There Sports.
Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Pierce Pioneers all the way with 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects. Munson Masonry LLC, covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker, providing free bids, quotes, and estimates. Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC, proudly cheering on the Pierce Pioneers.
If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
Leading things off in the bottom of the second for Foley, their right fielder Wyatt Zawicki against Isaac Oddie. 2-1 count as we join live action here at Dick Putz Field. 0-0 our score. Check swing, he went 2-2. No appeal necessary. Umpire says you went around. And after a 2-0 start to the at-bat, a couple of strikes here against Zawicki. The right-handed hitting, tall, lean, right-handed hitting right fielder. 2-2 fastball, misses outside, count is full. 21 pitches now for Isaac Oddie. Got a big double play ball off the bat of Mark Durkas after Von Wald had singled with one out. Next batter grounded into the double play. Lowe walked him. Ball four sends Zawicki to first, brings up the first baseman, Noah Novak. And the Falcons have a leadoff base runner here in the second. They're the home team. No score here at Dick Putz. Novak and then Drew Murphy. Next two men up here for Foley. Throw over to first. Diving back in is runner Wyatt Zawicki. Isaac Oddie keeping an eye on the runner. Delivers home and it's swatted foul straight back by Novak. No balls, one strike. Good crowd on hand here. Foley and Pierce for the second time in 4 days. Slow breaking ball to third. Dickman to second. To first. Oh, just misfired. It was wide. The runner's going to go. Reese Capster was backing it up. They got him in a rundown. Dickman running him and tags him out. Novak rounded first, not realizing that Reese Capster was waiting for the overthrow, and that's an easy tag out. Base is empty, two outs. Reese Kapsner hustling down the line, backs it up, and they catch Novak coming around first. And the first pitch to Drew Murphy is a called strike. That'll be a fielder's choice, double play. Roundhouse curve up and in, 1-1. So Zawicki's erased, Novak out on a rundown play. And now 1-1 to Murphy. Outside, 2-1. It was Murphy that hit the little pop-up that scored the only run of the game Friday night. Strike two, inside corner, two balls, two strikes. And the pitch. Swatted foul. I guess you would... how would you score that? Five. It was Dickman to Suska for the force at second. So that's 5-4. Then the overthrow. Ground ball. Sharp. No, that's a shoe hop catch by Dickman at third. Right at the laces. Dickman all smiles as he comes off the mound with high fives all around. Pioneers come back on offense. And it's 0-0 after two quick here at Dick Putts.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
The Hennekin Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekinInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennekin Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
Back at Dick Putts Field, Colton Bolzer. A quick out here as he one hops one to third baseman Mark Durkas, who throws him out and turns the order over to catcher Reese Kapsner. One up, one down, top of three, no score between Piers and Foley in this elimination ballgame. And Reese takes an Alex Foss pitch across for a strike. Reese grounded out to second baseman James Peschel leading off the ballgame. 33 pitches, and that came up and got Reese in the forearm, and he is awarded first base. Reese Kapsner to first. And that'll bring up second baseman Jack Suska. Struck out in the first. For Foss, three strikeouts, no walks, and now a hit batter. He throws to the bag and back safely is Reese. Reese is the top base stealer on this Pioneer team. But Ian Van Wald has got an absolute cannon behind the plate. Kapsner with 14 stolen bases this year. He's running. It's fouled back. They put the hit and run on, and Jack flipped it to Preston Rushlow in the on-deck circle. Strike one. Left-handed hitting Jack Suska at the plate. 0-for-1 in this one. He was 1-for-4 in the Albany game. Kapsner again gets his lead, held at the bag over there at first. Here's the pitch. He's staying this time. And it's knocked onto the net, protecting the fans here. And it's an 0-2 count to second baseman Jack Suska. One out on a Colton Bolzer. Ground ball to Durkas at third. Then a hit batter puts Kapsner on base. And Suska finds himself in an 0-2 hole to Alex Foss. Flared foul again towards the light standard over the third base dugout. Not a play into the parking lot here. Piers 0, Foley 0. We're in the top of the third inning of this elimination ball game. Foss readies. Kapsner's running. He spun his wheel. Swing and a miss. Van Wald throw to second, and Kapsner slid behind the tag. He's safe. That's a break. Reese able to go deep behind the base and still get the hand in behind the swipe tag from shortstop Drew Beyer as Suska fans for out number two. But the 15th stolen base of the season gets Rushlow to the plate with a man in scoring position, and he sends one foul down the line and right. Preston single to left his first time up. So there's a chance sitting here for the Pioneers in the third. A runner at second. Rushlow at the plate. Two down. One strike to Preston. Foss readies. Looks Reese. Byers sneaking in behind. The pitch is coming. And it's down the middle for a strike. 0-2 to Rushlow. If Rushlow reaches, Peter Schomer is due up. But Rushlow's going to have to protect here with two strikes. Foss looks to Kapsner, delivers, ground ball to Beyer at short. He's up with it to first in time, and the Pioneers leave a man on base. No runs, no hits, no errors. Kapsner is left at second after 2.5 scoreless innings. We'll be back to Dick Putz Field in Section 6AA elimination ball between Piers and Foley on You Are There Sports.
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline in Piers. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Piers can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from The Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at The Clothesline on Main Street in Piers.
Hey everyone, Jason Sedlovsky here from Sunrise Ag. June Dairy Month is here and it's time to salute all of our area dairy farmers, customers, and their families. Swing into any of our locations for awesome June specials on all dairy products. And as long as you're there, sign up for a $50 gift certificate. Also, Sunrise is currently looking for milk truck drivers. If you or anyone you know is interested, please call Jason and Buckman for details. If there's anything else we can help you with, call any of our four locations or check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com. Thank you, farmers, for everything you do, and go Pioneers.
We are back at Dick Putz Field as Reese Kapsner throws it down to second. Pioneers will fire around the horn, and starting the bottom of the third, the designated hitter for Foley, Colby Johnson. 0-0 our score. Falcons come up in the home half. Piers has turned a double play in each of the first two. A traditional 6-4-3 in the first, a non-traditional, as Adi delivers a strike, 0-1. 5-4-2-4-3 double play in the second. One strike to Johnson, bats for Peschel, the second baseman. Swing and a miss, curveball got him over the top, and it's 0-2. Johnson, Deedle, Foss due up here for Foley in the bottom of the third, no score. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Adi's got his first strikeout, a three-pitch strikeout of Colby Johnson. Each team with one hit. And now it's Foley left fielder, Alec Deedle. Batting eighth. And he takes a strike on the knees at the corner. Or at the knees on the corner. Either way works. The 0-1. Sophomore against sophomore here. That one off the plate. Tried that same breaking ball. Missed it. 2-1. Alex Foss, the pitcher, is up next. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Fastball. Swing and a foul. Left that one about letter high, and Deedle whacked it straight back. One ball, two strikes. Shadows have crept out to the mound, and still out in the outfield, it's bright sunshine up high. Two balls, two strikes. Adi to Deedle. Ian Van Wald has the Foley hit. Preston Rushlow has the Piers hit. Both singles. 2-2 pitch from Isaac Adi. Just missed with a fastball that was very close to clipping the outside corner. It's ball three. Full count pitch coming to Alec Deedle. Fouled off right to my left. Another one coming. Second one that almost hit Tracy Schomer today. Payoff pitch again from Adi to Deedle. Fastball struck him out swinging. Back-to-back strikeouts. Isaac Adi with two quick punch-outs here, and they're two away for the pitcher, Alex Foss.
Pitcher number 22, Alex Foss.
Alex Foss to hit. with two outs, bases empty, and he couldn't pull the trigger. He started to swing, held up, and it got the edge. A strike. 0-1. Next pitch, curveball, a little bit low. One ball, one strike to Foss. Pierce 0, Foley 0. The windup, the pitch, foul back. Adi works ahead, 1-2 to the Foley pitcher, Foss. Top of the order, and Drew Beyer is on deck. Here's the look-in by Adi. Swinging a pop-up, right back to the mound, in the shadows. Adi calls for it, coming to home, in front of the plate, has it, inning over. Reese captures, smiles, says, "You got that all the way, my friend." Adi about a foot in front of home plate with the catch. Three up, three down. We've completed three. No score between Piers and Foley as we head to the fourth with Schomer, Dickman, and Funk due up for Piers.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
All right, we have played three scoreless innings here between Piers and Foley. Nothing new about that. It was 0-0 Friday night here. Same two teams when Foley pushed a run across with two outs in the bottom of the seventh for the 1-0 win that sent Piers to the elimination round, through which they picked up two more wins to still be here. Schomer fouls one to right, out of play. Peter Schobert, Brandon Dickman, Alex Funk against Alex Foss. Each team, no runs, one hit. Foley's got an error, but no damage. Peter reached on that error to second back in the first inning. Swings through a fastball, and it's 0-2. 42 pitches unofficially now for Alex Foss. Four strikeouts and a hit batter. He hit Reese Kapsner in the third. Reese stole second but was stranded there. Just outside, 1-2 to Peter Schomer. Foss works quickly. Fastball fouled off the end of the bat to keep it alive, 1-2. Brandon Dickman on deck. We are in the top of the fourth at Dick Putz Field as the shadows extend now into shallow left. Curveball about 50 feet. It barely made it past the cutout in front of home plate. 2-2 to Peter Schomer. Taps the plate with the barrel, swings, and now readies. The 2-2 pitch from Foss. Fouled off again. Schomer battling here. Leading off the top of the fourth against Alex Foss and the Falcons. Strike three at the knees. A fastball got him. One away. Strikeout number five for Alex Foss. And it brings up the first baseman, Brandon Dickman. Dickman bounced short to second on an inning-ending force play in the first. Beyer to Peschel. So the leadoff man retired here for the fourth straight inning for Foss. And he'll glove a one-hopper, jog to the bag, and flip over to the first baseman, Noah Novak. Strikeout Tapper, and there are two outs for the designated hitter, Alex Funk. Funk struck out leading off the second inning. So after a long at-bat against Schomer, a one-pitch out against Dickman. It evens out. Funk swings and misses, 0-1. Piers has got the only guy to second today, and that was Reese Kapster after hit by a pitch of steel. Foley's had Von Wall reach, but erased on a double play. Zawicki walked, erased on a double play. That's been it. Two base runners, both taken care of by double plays. Slow breaking ball inside the bag, gloved by the third baseman. High throw, safe at first, but he rounded the bag and is tagged out. Funk. Actually, I think the call is that the first baseman Novak's toe came down just before Alex got there. Alex kind of skirted to the inside part of the bag, and I think the call officially was that Novak's foot got on the bag. I don't think he ever really did tag Alex, although he certainly did round towards second and was liable to be put out. But the out call came before the tag. So that's all for the Pioneers. A fine play by Durkas on a long throw. And the Pioneers go in order. We head to the bottom of the fourth. Albany has the Foley's got the top of their order. Beyer, Von Wald, and Durkas do up against Adi.
Do you know what the perfect Father's Day gift is this year? It's a Traeger wood pellet grill from Design Electronics Radio Shack. Hi, this is Steve. Have Dad up the ante on his barbecue creations with the amazing flavor that wood-fired grills add to any meal. Traegers are so easy to use, and you get perfect results every time. Even better, now through the 17th, save $100 on the Pro Series grills and $50 on the tailgater. Plus, we will assemble and deliver it for free. This Father's Day, get your dad a Traeger Woodfire Grill from Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
Top of the order, shortstop Drew Beyer steps into the box from the left side to lead off. The bottom of the fourth, 0-0, Piers and Foley. Beyer grounded to Dickman at first, starting the first, drops a bunt right back to Adi. Adi to Dickman for the out, one out, one pitch. Beyer couldn't push it left or right, hit it right back to the pitcher coming off the rubber. So Beyer is a quick out to start the bottom of the fourth, and it brings up catcher Ian Von Wald, who stroked a single to right. His only time up. He had a couple of hits Friday night. Off the plate on a really slow breaking ball. 1-0. Piers 0, Foley 0. One out, bases empty, fourth inning. Came in underneath the hands, and backing off the plate was Von Wald, the lefty catcher. 2-0. Mark Durkas on deck. Swinging a foul. 2-1. Right back up onto the netting over the grandstand. That'll stay in the nets. Von Wald bats in the number two spot in the order. One out on the Beyer bunt attempt. And now Adi wants a reset with the signs with Reese Kapster. 2-1 pitch. Curveball outside, 3-1. If he can help it, he's not going to leave anything close to the plate here that would really be grooved to Von Wald. 3-1 pitch. There's that curveball, and it's ball four off the plate outside. One out walk. Brings up third baseman Mark Durkas. He hit to a 6-4-3 inning-ending double play in the first. Will they run for Von Wald here, or they're leaving him in? Nope. They're leaving him in to run. They courtesy ran for him Friday, but he's been on base twice tonight and left on the paths twice. Strike at the knees. Adi to Durkas, 0-1. Adi has fanned two and now walked two in the ballgame. He's ahead here to the number three hitting third baseman, Mark Durkas. A strike. Curveball rocketed foul down the line to left. It hooked and off the fence. Two strikes to Durkas. Oh and two. Ball returned back into play after banging off the fence down the left field line. Wyatt Zawicki do up next. Here's the two-strike pitch left high. He almost went after it. One ball, two strikes. No score as Von Wald gets a medium-sized lead held over there by Brandon Dickman. Adi's two-strike curveball came up and in. Turning that front shoulder in was the hitter Durkas for ball two. Two balls, two strikes to the Foley third baseman, Mark Durkas. High drive, left field into the corner, hooking, foul. Gave it a ride, but foul. Schomer will pick it up down in the corner. The left field foul line down into the corner and the left field fence protecting the bullpen area, they all kind of converge down there as they come together as it narrows into the corner, and that's right where the ball dropped. Two balls, two strikes again. Oddie to Durkas, and then time is called. Durkas steps out of the box. Von Wall now gets his lead. Working from the set is Isaac Oddie. The pitch home. Curveball. High fly to left. Schomer there and has it. Out number two. Von Wall halfway. Jogs back to first. Two outs, and it brings up the right fielder, Wyatt Zawicki. Zawicki, a leadoff walk in the second. Now they will run for Von Wald, and it is Brady Wirth. Brady Wirth jogs out, and he takes over at first. That'll allow Von Wald to put on the gear. Courtesy running, Wirth for Von Wald. So we'll see what Zawicki can do with two outs. The throw over is low, and it's skipping right in front of Dickman. Picks it up. Might have got the runner, Worth. Two away here as Zawicki bats against Oddie for the second time. Fouls that pitch back. Lights have been turned on here at Dick Putz Field. There is a game going on. I don't think, is that the Rocks back in town? I thought they were out of town. He might be returning home tonight. There's action over there at Faber. That's the Rocks home field. One strike to Zawicki, the right-handed hitting right fielder. Bulls are really shielding his eyes out in right. Marshick also out in center. Curveball, whoa, what a pitch. 0-2. That one really broke and got across. Not a lot of miles per hour on it, but it got over. And it's 0-2 to Wyatt Zawicki. Oddie readies the pitch. Runner goes. Pitch is high. Kapsner's throw to Suska. Off his glove and safe at second is Brady Wirth. Stolen base. Ball and two strikes as Foley's got their first runner to second base tonight with the steal by Wirth. A one-hopper right as Wirth was sliding foot first into the bag. The ball hit the glove and bounced behind Suska. So safe at second. It's still a 1-2 count to Zawicki. And inside corner looking, strike three, inning over. Isaac Oddie gets the corner strikeout. We've completed four innings of shutout baseball in 6AA elimination action. Foley 0, Piers 0 on You Are There Sports.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Then Patrick's in Piers is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Piers Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Piers.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Piers, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League.
We got a pinch hitter coming up for the Pioneers. It's Alec Lochner for Austin Dickman. Lochner batting for Dickman to start the fifth. And Al takes one on the outside edge. A fastball from Alex Foss makes it 0-1. Lochner, Oddie, and Bozer do up in the fifth. The 0-1 fastball, swing and a miss. 0-2 to Alec Lochner. 7-8-9 in the order for Coach Sayre. Foss has fanned five. Good take there as it missed just low. One ball, two strikes. The Cathedral team is just off to my left watching. They'll play the winner Thursday. Swing and a miss. Came inside. Got him swinging. One out. Foss picks up strikeout number six. And it brings up Pioneer pitcher Isaac Otte. Otte with a bounce out to second baseman Peschel back in the second. 53 pitches unofficially now for Alex Foss. Otte shows bunt, takes a strike. 0-1. I think they got the lower edge of the strike zone there, so it's an 0-1 start. On deck, Colton Boser. High. 1-1. Back to work, and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Looked like a slider. 1-2. No score. Top of five. Not a lot of base runners here. Two strike offering. Low. Skipped off home plate. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Foss to Otte. Popped up right field. Zwicky waits, battles, lost it, and then reacquired it right at the last moment. He had to reach off to the side towards the foul line in right. And right now, that is the toughest spot in the field, is out in right field, but a good play by Wyatt Zwicky out there. Out number two. That'll bring up Piers right fielder, Colton Boser. Swing and a miss, 0-1. He knew it was coming his way. He just wasn't sure where it was going to end up. 0-1 to Colton, who bounced out to the third baseman, Durkas, in the third. Now he's quickly in the 0-2 hole. Reese Kapsner at the top of the order would hit next. Standing in the on-deck circle, twirling the bat, shin guards on. The two-strike pitch. Swing and a miss at a curveball, inning over. Foss goes quickly through the bottom third of the order with a couple of strikeouts in the flyout, helped out by Wyatt Zwicky, who jogs in. Three up, three down, bottom of the fifth. Novak Murphy Johnson for Foley in a scoreless game in St. Cloud.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Pierce, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League!
Let me tell you who we are.
Pioneer Pride runs deep in our schools, in our homes, and throughout our community.
I value my family and friends. These relationships are important to me.
My parents are always there for me. We talk, and it really helps me get through those challenging times.
I love sports, whether it's from the cheering section, on the bench, or as a starting player.
With focus, determination, and teamwork, we earned the 2015 State Football Championship title.
Local businesses are so supportive of our student clubs, sports, and performing arts.
The Pierce community is very big-hearted.
We are proud to be Pioneers.
Funded by OND. DCP.
All right, welcome back here as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Foley sends up first baseman Noah Novak facing Isaac Otte. 0-0 game. Winner gets Cathedral. Loser is done for the year. Low to start the at-bat. Novak hit a ground ball to third. They got a forced play at second, and then Novak on an overthrow to first rounded the bag, not realizing that catcher Reese Kapsner had hustled down the line to back it up, and they caught him in a quick rundown and tagged him out for a double play. Novak takes an Otte strike there, 1-1. Novak Murphy Johnson, now strike two delivered. Isaac Otte, three strikeouts, two walks, no runs, one hit. A first inning, one out single to Ian Van Wald has been hit. 1-2 pitch to the Foley first baseman, Noah Novak. Into the wind and the pitch. Curveball hit in the air to Marshick in center, coming on, and he can't get it. Base hit. Just out of his reach. A leadoff single that tailed away from Jesse and may have been knocked down a bit by the wind, and it falls in for a leadoff hit. And popping out of the dugout, Mitch Peterson will run for Novak. So the go-ahead run reaches to start the fifth, and it brings up Murphy, the center fielder. We'll see if Coach Beyer is going to put the bunt play on. Short lead by the runner at first. It is a bunt, and it's fouled. One strike. right down behind catcher Reese Kapsner. And the umpire's telling Reese something in his ear, and Reese nodded affirmatively, so I'm not sure what that was. What conversation? It was brief, but it was noticeable. Turn and throw to the bag. Back is the pitch runner, Mitch Peterson, running for Noah Novak. A leadoff hit here in the bottom of the fifth for Foley. Isaac Oddie readies. The pitch, no show of the bunt that time, and it's taken high and outside for a ball. 1-1 to center fielder Drew Murphy. Austin Dickman not all the way in. He's not quite on the grass. He's in that infield cutout area near third base. Pioneers playing for two up the middle with Suska at second, Rushlow at short. Here's the wind, the pitch, changeup, swing and a miss, way out in front. And it's a ball and two strikes to Drew Murphy. The Pioneers and Falcons in another dandy of a ball game here. Scoreless in the bottom of the fifth inning at St. Cloud's Dick Putz Field. Oddie now ready on the 1-2 pitch. Deals, ground ball to short, not really hard hit. Rushlow will go to second, they got the out. And that's all they'll get. No throw by Suska. Wisely, it was not hard hit. Murphy forces out Peterson at second. He's on at first on a 6-4 fielder's choice. One out, one on. And the designated hitter, Colby Johnson, is up. A strikeout leading off the third. Big out there. Johnson a wide open stance, and before he sees a pitch, Oddie turns and deals to the bag at first, forcing Murphy to scramble back. Again, Bozer and Marshick still with sun issues out there in the outfield. Shouldn't be a problem now for Schomer in left. Shouldn't be really an issue on the infield either. Colby Johnson, the DH for Peschel. First pitch. Foul ball down the line to right. Bozer coming in out of his range as he hops up against the fence. He came a long way from right. Bounced on the track there. Good effort. Expect nothing less from Colton. 0-1. And he's the DH for James Peschel, the Foley second baseman tonight. Front foot almost pointed towards third, the back foot up near the plate. Runner goes, pitch foul back. Foley puts the hit and run on. But Murphy's got to come back to first on an 0-2 pitch now coming to Colby Johnson. Two outs. Again, sophomore Isaac Oddie, who's worked just 6 2/3 innings coming in, is into his fifth inning here tonight. The 0-2. Swinging a pop-up, right field, coming in, Colton Bozer. The runner is at second. They're going to double him off. Double play, inning over. Murphy was around second and halfway to third already. He was out by 80 feet. He had to retouch second on his way back. That's the rule. He never came close, so a fly ball to right, and the Pioneers have turned a double play three different ways tonight. Five scoreless innings in the books. Pioneers will send up Kapsner, Suska, and Rushlow at the top of their order in the sixth.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lash's Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lash's Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
Hello, Pierce fans. This is David Rushlow. As spring sports seasons are coming to an end, we'd like to take time to recognize and congratulate all the athletes and coaches on their achievements during the season. Pierce is very proud and blessed to have these teams that provide such great entertainment all year long. Thank you to all our sponsors and donations from the various organizations. Your help is greatly appreciated. Congratulations again on the fine seasons, and good luck to all the teams participating in the playoffs this spring. Go Pioneers!
Pierce Freedom Fest is back in 2018 for their 6th annual music festival, headlined by Montgomery Gentry. Also featuring the Fabulous Armadillos, Confederate Railroad, and platinum-selling group Lone Star. Pierce Freedom Fest is Saturday, July 14th at the Janola Ball Fields. General admission tickets are on sale now for just $40. And a limited number of VIP tickets are available for just $125. For more ticket and concert information, head to piercefreedomfest.com.
Welcome back to Dick Putz. Reese Kapser takes an Alex Foss fastball on the corner for strike one. Now, the next pitch, line to right. That's going to get to the corner. Reese digging for second. Reese is going to go in with a leadoff double. Kapser into the right field corner to start the sixth inning. Only the second hit off Alex Foss, and it could be a big one. Russell had a first inning single. And now a base hit to right inside the line. He tucked it about 10 feet fair. Mike Beyer is coming out, asking the home plate umpire something, and now he will walk to the mound. This might be an indication that he talked to the umpire. He might think that there's something physically wrong with his pitcher, that it's an injury visit. Coach Sayre wants to visit with Reese and Jack Suska in foul territory behind third, and he summons Preston Rushlow over as well because three heads are better than two. Whatever it was, Coach Beyer heads back to the dugout. He and the home plate umpire have another brief conversation. The home plate umpire is writing something down on his note card. I can guess only that was maybe Coach Beyer concerned that Foss might have hurt something. And would he be charged a mound visit there? But whatever it was, we're back to playing ball with Jack Suska. Shows bunt, takes it on the corner for a strike as the first baseman Novak came racing in. Second baseman Peschel rotating over to first. Boy, if Jack can get him over to third here with Rushlow coming up. There's a bunt to third. It's down. Foss will go to third. Kapser is safe. Kapser beats the throw. First and third. Nobody out. A great jump by Reese. There was no hesitation by Foss. He picked it up on the third base side of the mound, wheeled and threw it as hard as he could over to third baseman Mark Durkas, but the hand was clearly in safe, and it's first and third with Rushlow batting and nobody out. Rushlow a single and a ground out. Low ball one from Foss to Rushlow. So the bunt gets runners to the corners. And now they're going to take the bat out of Preston's hands to fill the bases and face Schomer. An intentional walk. Bases loaded, nobody out for Schomer. I'm going to say squeeze bunt here. That's my call. Falcons have all four infielders up on the grass. Here's the bunt. It's to first, but it's foul. Peter put it up the first baseline, and Kapser was coming down the third baseline. And it's strike one. Bases loaded, nobody out for the Pioneers in the top of the sixth inning in a scoreless game. The third baseman's holding the bag. The shortstop, Beyer, is basically guarding the entire left side of the infield. Now he's right behind the mound. Second baseman Peschel is right at the grass. The first baseman Novak is up. Off the plate, got by Von Wald. Here comes Kapser. Safe. 1-0 Pierce. A ball off the glove of catcher Ian Von Wald to the backstop, and Kapser races home to score. A passed ball puts Pierce on the board. Now Reduns will go in and run for Rushlow. Reduns for Rushlow. On the play, Jack Suska is now at third, and Austin Reduns is at second. First base is open. A 1-1 count to Schomer. Do you squeeze again? I think so. Yeah. Or do you take the bat out of Schomer's hands to face Brandon Dickman now? You got a base open here. Pierce has broken through in the sixth. Pickoff to third. Jack's up for that. He's back to the bag easily with no throw from Foss. Peter Schomer has grounded a short hit back to the pitcher. Infield is in again, except for the third baseman, who's a foot from the bag. In the air to right, Zawicki setting up to tag Suska. The catch is made, the tag. Here's the throw to the plate. It is not in time. Suska scores. It's 2-0 Pioneers. Sack fly by Peter Schomer. On the play, also tagging and advancing is Austin Reduns. He's at third with two outs. An RBI sack fly to right by Schomer makes it 2-0. They're going to squeeze, and no, Von Wall tried to dive for that one, comes up empty. That's only the first out of the inning. So the squeeze very much in play. Brandon had an awesome bunt yesterday against Royalton on a pitch that was up around his helmet, somehow able to get the bat at the right angle and drop a bunt down. As Brandon with an 0-1 count. Reduns at third, infield in. Off the plate, glove there by Von Wall, the Foley catcher, a ball and a strike. It is 2-0 Pioneers. It started with the Reese Kapsner double. Here's the pitch, here's the bunt, and they got the runner hung up. Reduns headed to third, he's tagged out. Well, they tried. Reduns tagged out, 2-5. Von Wald to Durkas. So that's out number two. The bases are empty. And it's a ball and two strikes to Brandon Dickman. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball low. Two balls, two strikes. Next pitch. Strike three outside corner. Blazed a fastball. But the Pioneers have taken the lead. A leadoff double. A passed ball and a sacrifice fly. The Pioneers plate two. Bottom of the sixth. The Pioneers now lead Foley 2-0.
Phelan Meats and Pierce says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street and Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6666 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meets a Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Hi, this is Mitch from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Pierce. We have been designing and creating quality custom garments for 11 years. We have combined our knowledge of the industry with friendly service and an eye for detail. We are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. Becker Screen Printing and Design has a wide variety of clothing options and many different brands. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for business events and other athletic organizations. My wife and I are active members of our community and are face-to-face with our clientele, which helps us serve you and our entire area better. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design.
Left fielder Alec Deedle into the box to begin the bottom of the sixth. Takes strike one from Isaac Oddie. Foul back, strike two. Pierce two, Foley nothing. We begin the last of the sixth inning. Oddie looks into Kapsner, who sets up outside corner. Ground ball to second. Suska knocks it down, picks it up, throws him out. One away. Deedle grounds to second. And now it's the pitcher, Alex Foss, with one out, bases empty. Foss and Kapsner having a little chat. Kind of laughing, chatting. As the umpire got a new set of baseballs from the dugout. Now he's back behind the dish. A pop to the pitcher. in front of home, his only time up, and he almost got clipped there as he almost got it in the elbow. One ball. Piers gets two in the top of the sixth to break up the shutout. The 1-0 fastball, a little bit low, 2-0 top of the order, and Drew Beyer is on deck. Piers with three double plays today. They get a leadoff ground out to second to start the home half of the sixth. The pitch is 2-0, and it's in for a strike to make it 2-1. I've got Oddie's pitch count now at 76 with one out in the sixth. That's pretty good. Curveball popped up. Shortstop Russell out. Russell is called off by Schomer, and it's Schomer with a catch for out number two. Two up, two down in the sixth. Brings up top of the order, Foley shortstop, Drew Beyer. In the seventh, it'll be Alex Funk set to lead off as Oddie zips a fastball wide. Ball one. A grounder to first, and he attempted to bunt, but pushed it right back to Oddie last time. So he's 0 for 2. Now he takes one down the middle for a strike. 1-1 to Drew Beyer. Left-handed hitting shortstop. Oddie spins one, and it's fouled away out of play to take it to 1-2. One ball, two strikes to Drew Beyer. By the way, Austin Dickman has re-entered after being lifted for pinch hitter Alec Lochner. Here's the two-strike pitch. Fastball, foul down the line to left. Chasing is Schomer. He dives. Did he catch? No. Umpire says safe. What an effort. He went sliding up against the fence. What an effort by Schomer. He almost caught that ball. 1-2. The count remains to Beyer. Base is empty, two outs in the sixth inning. Oddie waits to make sure Schomer's ready to resume. Here's again the 1-2 pitch to Beyer. In the dirt, 2-2. A sliver of sun through the alley in right center right now, but the shadows have pretty much overtaken the outfield. Here's the 2-2 to Beyer with Von Wald on deck, and it's low, full count. You would love to face Von Wald with nobody on base in the seventh. That means you got to get Beyer here. The pitch. Fastball laced over short into left for a hit. Beyer rounds and holds on a two-out single the opposite way. And that'll bring up Foley catcher Ian Von Wald. He takes a deep breath. He knows this might be it for his Foley at-bats. Pioneers leading 2-0 with two outs in the sixth. He might not get another at-bat as a Falcon if they don't rally. Boy, Oddie dropped the ball, but the base umpire says he wasn't on the rubber. That would have been a balk, but it wasn't. He immediately signaled safe. Takes one outside, does Von Wald, who has singled, walked in the ballgame. He's been on base twice. He is the tying run right now with two outs in the sixth inning. The pitch from Oddie in for a strike. 1-1. Brandon Dickman holding over there with the runner at first who just singled Drew Beyer. 1-1 pitch. Popped up behind first. Bozer towards the line. Over Suska. Foul territory. Jack made the catch. Jack made the catch. Inning over. Von Wald sends it halfway down the right field corner, and Suska sprinted and made the catch on a knee in right. And Beyer is stranded, and the inning is over. We are headed to the seventh, 2-0 Pioneers.
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project.
then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster. Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. Wishing the Pierce Pioneers the best of luck.
Welcome back to Dick Putz Field. We are headed to the seventh inning with the Pioneers leading Foley 2-0. And the designated hitter, Alex Funk, is in the batter's box. Alex Foss to Alex Funk. Foul back. You could trade monogram towels between these two. Alex has struck out, grounded out. Foss deals the 0-1. Foul back. Again, 0-2. 76 pitches now for Foss with 8 strikeouts, an intentional walk, and a hit batter. Pierce gets 2 in the 6th inning and leads it 2-0. Funk, Dickman, Oddie. Off speed in the air to left. Well hit. Going back, Deedle reaches up and makes the running catch. Oh boy, did Alec Deedle haul in a long fly ball. In front of the track, in front of the ivy. It was easily fair, and Deedle able to get back and rob Funk of extra bases. Excellent play by Deedle on a well-hit ball by Funk. Good plays all around. You tip your cap to the other guy sometimes. One out, and here's the third baseman, Austin Dickman. Dickman has struck out. He was lifted for pinch hitter Alec Lochner. Now he's back in there. Facing Foss for the second time, and he takes a strike, 0-1. One out in the seventh inning. Pierce 2, Foley 0, the pitch. Swing and a foul, 0-2. Pierce 2 runs on only 2 hits. Foley has no runs on 3 hits. It has been another classic duel tonight here. It was 0-0 until the bottom of the seventh Friday night. Foley won it 1-0 with 2 outs in the bottom of the seventh. Pierce with now a 2-0 lead in the seventh inning in the rematch. Just a little bit low. Ball and 2 strikes to third baseman Austin Dickman. Here's the set, and a curveball swatted foul, keeping the at-bat alive for Austin. Reese Kapsner was down in the bullpen, and I think that was Preston Rushlow down there loosening. By my count, as I look back, you get 115 pitches. There's a slow breaking ball swung on and missed for a strikeout. Two away, and it brings up the pitcher, Isaac Oddie. But I'm thinking what Danny Sayre is thinking. If we get to the point, Preston's got 6 pitches left, and you can face a batter, and you can throw more than the 115 to finish a hitter. If it comes down to a spot where they need to get one guy out, don't be surprised if number 21's back out there on the mound. First pitch off the plate to Isaac, ball 1. Next pitch swung on and missed, 1-1. Preston was down in the bullpen with Kapsner. They're back in the dugout now. Unofficially, that is 109 for Preston. There's a swing and a miss at a cut fastball, 1-2. Here's the pitch from Foss. Off speed, tap to second. Slow roller. Peschel waits, has it cleanly to first, and we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Pioneers, 3 outs from going back to the section championship. It's Pierce 2, Foley 0, Durkas, Zawicki, Novak, 3, 4, and 5 due up.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. Wishing the Piers Pioneers the best of luck. Fitness, located on Main Street in Piers, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on-site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
All right, the roar of the crowd as Isaac Otte has fired two strikes to Mark Durkas to start the bottom of the seventh. The 0-2 from the sophomore. Swing and a miss! One away! Otte starts the seventh with a strikeout. And now it's the right fielder, Wyatt Zawicki. He has walked and struck out looking. A three-pitch strikeout for Otte. Here's the pitch down the middle for a strike. Piers 2, Foley 0, one out, bases empty, seventh inning. Otte deals the 0-1. Change up, swing and a miss, 0-2. Big roundhouse by Isaac Otte, had him fooled. Back to work, two-strike pitch, fastballs just outside, and the Pioneer fans oohing and aahing. Foley fans likewise. The 1-2 fastball, foul tip. Reese couldn't hang on, popped out of the mitt behind him. Still a 1-2 count. Piers 2, Foley nothing. One out in the bottom of the seventh inning. Bases empty. Noah Novak on deck. Otte's 1-2 pitch. Low. Two balls, two strikes. A leadoff strikeout to start the last at-bat for Foley. 2-2. Here's the pitch. Fastball. Strike three call at the knees. Two outs. Back-to-back strikeouts for Isaac Otte. Folks, Isaac Otte had pitched 6 2/3 innings all year long. He has pitched 6 2/3 tonight. Ground ball to short. Rutschel's got it to Dickman, and the ball game's over. Piers has eliminated Foley 2-0. What a job by Otte. He's a hero again tonight. Back-to-back 2-0 wins over Albany and Foley. And Piers is back to defend their Section 6AA championship against St. Cloud Cathedral. In the span of 3.5 hours, the Pioneers eliminate the number one and number two seeds. Piers 2, Foley nothing. We'll begin the postgame now.
If you're thinking about refinancing, new construction, or buying a home, come in and talk with one of Unity Bank's experienced lenders today. They offer competitive rates, fast processing, and the convenience of local servicing, which means you'll always work with one of their experienced staff members at Unity Bank. Stop in anytime or learn more at unitybanking.com. Unity Bank, local, reliable, strong, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Go Pioneers! The Red Rooster in Genola is a local restaurant that offers big specials and flavors with a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. Bologna Day is Wednesday starting at 11 a.m. Freshly made bologna from Thielen's Meat Market. and it's served with homemade buttered bread, brown beans, and horseradish. On Thursdays, it's bingo with Progressive Jackpot starting at 6 p.m. Live music on Friday and Saturday nights, and meat raffles Saturday starting at 2 p.m. The Red Rooster in Genola, with food and events for all ages, supporting the Pierce Pioneers. Are you in the building or remodeling mood but don't really know where to begin? Jason Gruber Construction specializes in new homes, siding, remodeling, and cabinets, kitchens, and countertops. Jason Gruber Construction has been in business for over 20 years. Contact Jason at 320-630-2849 or shoot him an email at jasongruber@yahoo.com. That's Jason Gruber Construction, proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Pierce.
And welcome back to Dick Putz Field. What a day in St. Cloud. The teams are gathered down the respective foul lines. Their last chats here before the night is over. Pierce is coming back to St. Cloud Thursday. The headlines tomorrow will read, the Pioneers get matching three-hit shutouts from a pair of Lastrup Lakers. Preston Rushlow and Isaac Oddie throw three-hit shutouts today. You'd expect it from Preston. It's a huge effort from Isaac Oddie today. Lastrup's got a new ace scoop. Matching shutouts for the Lakers. Reggie Lickey's out of a job. Three hits apiece for Rushlow and Oddie. They both go the distance. Joking around with the guys down in front. Again, the fact that Isaac Oddie had not pitched seven innings total all year. He had gone 6 2/3 innings in a total of three appearances. In his fourth appearance, he goes 7 and shuts out the number 2 seed in the section, Foley. A three-hitter for Oddie. He strikes out 5. He retires the last 4 and 7 of the last 8. An awesome performance by Isaac Oddie, who has had himself 24 hours of high school baseball that he will never forget. Neither will the rest of the Pioneers or their fans. A thrilling comeback last night. 2 wins today, identical 2-0 shutouts over top-seeded Albany and then second-seeded Foley. The final line scores for the Pioneers, 2 runs on only 2 hits. They played errorless defense behind Oddie, leaving 3 on base. No runs, 3 hits, an error for Foley. They leave only 2 men on base. The Pioneer defense helped Isaac out. They turned 3 double plays behind him. Just an incredible job by Isaac today. Going the distance, 5 strikeouts, 2 walks. He gave up a 1-out single in the first to Ian Van Wald. He gave up a leadoff single to Noah Novak in the 5th. By the way, both of those guys were taken care of on double play ball, so there was nothing hurt there at all. And then he gave up a 2-out opposite field single to Drew Beyer in the 6th. And the next batter popped out to second baseman Jack Suska down the line in right. So those were the 3 hits that Isaac Oddie allowed, as he allowed only 1 runner to even get to second base tonight. And that was in the 4th A one-out walk to Von Wald. Brady Wirth running for him, stole second. He's the only guy that got to second base tonight for Foley. We'll be back. We're going to visit with Dylan Pittman. Talk about this day of ball here for the Pioneers right after this.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Leshinsky at Lash's Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lash's Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
We are back at Dick Putz Field, where the crowd has started to file out here. To my left, they're leaving with smiles. To my right, they're thinking what could have been. The second year in a row, the Pioneers knock off the Falcons and send them home. 2-0, the final score, Piers over Foley. I'm joined now by assistant coach Dylan Pittman. And Dylan, we've both been around baseball a long time. There's not a better way to spend 3.5 hours.
No, exactly. I tell you what, if we can pitch like that, we're gonna win a lot more games yet this year. And that was a heck of a performance by Isaac Hadi. I tell you what, you said he threw 6 2/3 this year.
Yep.
Something like that. So, what a performance! He's had a couple of great days, you know, right in a row. And so happy for him. So happy for the whole ball team. We're looking forward to Thursday. It's gonna be fun.
Got a lot of defensive help behind him. 3 double plays, 3 different ways. The old textbook 6-4-3. Then the hustle of Reese Kapsner turns into a double play when the batter rounded first and got him in a quick rundown, tagged him out. And then a fly out to Colton Bozier. You double off a runner who was running on contact on the pitch to end a big fifth inning potentially for Foley. So different ways to get it done, and the Pioneers found most of them today.
Yeah, Coach Sayer, Piers Baseball, we preach small ball, doing the little things. Make sure we do the little things. We've done a pretty good job of it, to say the least. So, again, if we can pitch like that, we can do the little things, make the plays that are there for us to make. Like you said, running down the line, the catcher running down the line, making that play is a huge play.
Jack Suska's hustle to right.
Yeah, Jack's, that was maybe one of the best catches I've seen a second baseman make down the right field line.
And he wasn't like 30 feet down the line. He was like 40 yards down the line.
Yeah, yep. And he's well aware. Again, little things. He was well aware that that's really, really tough for our right fielder. And he was sprinting right from the time it hit the bat. So, couldn't have been more pumped for Jack to catch that ball. I tell you what, I was jumping up and down. So, super exciting. Fun ball game again. Can't wait for Thursday.
I don't know what you had officially, unofficially. Was I right that if you needed to get one out to one batter, Preston was coming in?
Yeah, yep, I think so. I don't know.
I had him for 6 pitches left.
Yeah, he had 6 pitches left, which to me that's 2 or 3 outs for yep. Preston, yep. So I think he got 6 outs with 18 pitches in Legion last summer to finish a game in Caledonia. But so he can get it done in very few pitches, and we knew that if we needed a strikeout or a last out, if we got in a pickle, whatever, that he could come in and shut the door for us. And fortunately it didn't come to that. Hats off to Isaac Hadi. He had a heck of a day, a couple days in a row now, so.
Yes, he did. The scoring rally in the sixth inning began with an opposite field double into the corner by Reese Kapsner. The bunting game plays big again there as Jack gets down a bunt. They try to get Reese at third, but the great reflexes, base running ability of Reese, he gets home, and then he scores on a pass ball. And then the sack fly by Peter Schomer, and those are all the runs you need.
Yeah, exactly. We scored in 2 innings today, got 2 wins. So.
Yeah.
Again, you do it any way that you can, and that's the way it happened today. Again, you pitch, you don't give up any runs, you don't lose. So, you know, that's the name of the game.
We didn't talk to anybody after the opener, but a dominant performance again by Preston against Albany.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. And you almost expect it out of Preston that he's going to go out and have his stuff this time of the year. He's been there before. We put a lot into him and knowing that what we're going to get out of him. So we knew today, after we, again, squeaked one out yesterday, we knew today coming back with Preston was going to be a good thing if we could get one, get things rolling again. You know, we'd like to hit the ball a little bit better and put on some more runs for our pitchers, but again, that's the way it goes. So.
Well, one more question here. One team left standing in the way of a return to the state tournament, but it's a very good team in St. Cloud Cathedral Thursday, and you're going to have to beat them not once but twice.
Absolutely, yep. They're a very good team. A lot of respect for that program, obviously. We've been in some slug matches with them, and those guys can hit, and you know, we're just going to have to come out and do everything we can. All the little stuff like you talked about before, all of it's going to count. So come Thursday, we'll do everything we can.
Seems to me that baseball players tend to be creatures of rhythm and habit. That tells me that there's a stop in McDonald's coming up here shortly.
Absolutely. Yeah, we can't skip. It's going to either be in Sartell or Rice, one of the two. Probably Sartell, as long as they're still open. So it's not too late, I don't think, tonight. So
see you back here Thursday, Dylan.
Thanks a lot, Rick.
Assistant coach Dylan Pittman, the Pioneers, like Coach Pittman said, they scored in two innings today. Two in the second against Albany, that was enough. Two in the sixth against Foley, that was enough. A pair of 2-0 shutout wins to keep their season alive and go to 20-5, and they will get St. Cloud Cathedral Thursday back here at Dick Putz Field. The first game at 5. And the Pioneers will try and force an, if necessary, second game with a win. Again, the leadoff double in the sixth to right by Reese Kapsner. Jack Suska's bunt. They opted to try to get Reese at third. He slid in safely with Jack reaching safely at first. Then they walked Rushlow intentionally to fill the bases. A pass ball then scored Reese. One zip. And then Peter Schomer delivered a sack fly to right, scoring Jack Suska, and the Pioneers had their two runs, and that was the magic formula today. Two runs and three-hit shutout pitching from first Preston Rushlow and then Isaac Oddie. Final thoughts coming up from Dick Putz after this, as the Pioneers stay alive with a pair of wins over the top two seeds in Section 6AA. We'll be back with more on the postgame show on You Are There Sports.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328. Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine. Hello, all you local farmers. If your grain is becoming a pain lately, don't be scared to call the doctor. That is, DR Trucking of Pierce, doing all types of grain hauling to local co-ops and elevators, and also to the Twin Cities and Mankato. DR Trucking has very reasonable rates and on-time delivery. So don't be scared. Remember to call DR Trucking for all your hauling needs. 320-630-6340. DR Trucking. Dan Rushlow, owner, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, fill material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sayre Backhoe and Gravel in Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers. Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, go Pioneers! Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family are proud to be a part of the Piers Pioneer community. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets produce the finest grilling pellets available on the market today and are made out of all natural hardwood. Premium barbecue smoking pellets from Minnesota Hardwood Pellets include flavors like mesquite, cherry, oak, apple, hickory, alder, maple, pecan, whiskey barrel, and the world famous competition blend. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family support the Piers Pioneers.
And what great support there was at Dick Putz today. A great Pioneer following here. Let's get you all back plus some Thursday as the Pioneers win two today, beating Albany 2-0 and Foley 2-0, both in elimination fashion. And now they will get St. Cloud Cathedral here on Thursday. They got to beat the Crusaders twice. They've got a regular season win over them. But a trip to the state tournament will be on the line. 5 o'clock Thursday back here at Dick Putz Field. Hopefully there's a second game as well. Again, 2-0 over Albany, 2-0 over Foley. We'll see you Thursday back here for the Section 6AA Championship on You Are There Sports.